USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin says it's too soon and, in his words, too hard to tell when the U.S. will allow international travel again, which, of course, has come to a halt amid the coronavirus outbreak.
We want people to travel safely, to be able to visit places safely. So as the economy opens up, I think you'll see demand coming back.
That's Mnuchin speaking by phone to Fox News this morning. A number of states are allowing some businesses that have been shut down because of the pandemic to begin opening today. In Arkansas, gyms and fitness centers can reopen. Restaurants, bars, casinos, and distilleries getting the green light in Montana. And Kansas begins a three-phase reopening strategy of its own. Legendary Miami Dolphins head coach Don Shula has died this morning. He was 90. This is USA Radio News.
So, I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro is defending President Trump's walking back of his initial prediction of U.S. deaths resulting from the coronavirus. Navarro explaining this morning the original death estimate was about 2 million before the president decided to implement strict stay-at-home guidelines to mitigate the spread of the virus. Navarro says because Trump enforced the slow-spread guidelines, the estimates were lowered to about 100 to 200,000. It will be a history-making day for America's highest court, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
After a two-month hiatus caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Supreme Court resumes oral arguments today using 20th-century technology to help resolve a 21st-century legal issue. The justices will not gather in their marble courtroom, but will instead participate in a telephone conference call with lawyers involved in the case and members of the court dialing in separately, a first for the Supreme Court.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and I just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Stocks are lower to start the week on Wall Street as investors remain focused on the partial reopening of the economy and Warren Buffett's move to unload all of Berkshire Hathaway's airline holdings. Rising tensions between the U.S. and China over Beijing's handling of the virus pandemic also weighing on the markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down more than 300 points in the early trading. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 also lower today. As COVID-19 restrictions become clearer, Detroit's big three automakers are hoping to start plants back up by the middle of next month. That plan, or actually by the middle of this month, I should say. The plan may be stalled, though, when it comes to plants in Mexico. About 40% of the industry's auto parts come from Mexico, where non-essential businesses are supposed to stay closed till the 30th of May. There is, however, unconfirmed word that the Mexican government may allow its auto industry to open when Canada and the U.S. open theirs. GM, Ford, and Fiat plants have all been shut down since March. And today, to Star Wars fans, is Star Wars Day, celebrating the acclaimed space operas. It was chosen because of the pun of the iconic phrase, "May the Force be with you," which many people now change to say, "May the Fourth be with you." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.